It is an absolute great tzchus, and I invite you to rise and join me in welcoming Rav Miller Shlita.
Thank you, Rav Goldberg, Rabbonim. The most meaningful Musar Shmuz that one can give is that the Midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins the world with is that he wants that there should be Hakara Satov, that a person shouldn't be a Kafui Tova like Adam was a Kafui Tova, that he didn't show the proper gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Chava. And Chazal tell us, and it's so true, that Mitamidim Yotzer Mikulam, that a person learns from his Talmidim, gets nachas from his Talmidim, and so I want to be makir tov to all the Talmidim who are here in the audience, along with everyone else who are receiving from them constantly, and v'yafutza menatechem chutza, you should only continue. Rabbi Shabtai gave me a task. He wrote to me about this particular Musar Shmuz. Feel free to talk about things, broach things we normally do not hear in America, particularly in Boca. I have no idea what you hear here in Boca. I tried to go into Yayu Torah. I know what Rabbi Goldberg writes on Eish.com from his sermons. I think you cover almost everything. But sometimes there's a certain elephant in the room that we talk around and we don't exactly relate to. And there's a story that has been told over by many of the Moharash, one of the middle of the Lubavitcher Rebbeim, who was the son of the Tzemach Tzedek, that I guess turns him into the great-grandson of the Bala Tanya, and that he was an individual who would be very, very much into himself when he would be walking around. He would be constantly looking inside of himself and wouldn't always notice exactly where he is walking. And such an incident happened, and he walked out of the house and just continued walking, and he passed the boundary of the Jewish quarter of the area in which he was living, and there was a policeman there, and he sees this Jew just walking out of the ghetto, just walking out, and he calls to him, and the Moharash is just wherever he is in a different realm, in a different dimension, and so the policeman ran over to him, and he grabbed him, and he shook him, and he said to him, "Who are you? And what are you doing here?" The Moharash sort of came out of his reverie, his thoughts, and turned to the policeman, which meant the Schutzpe said, how much money are you paid by the police to do that, to walk over to someone and shake him and say, "Who are you and what are you doing here?" And probably the policeman was so taken aback by the question, he answered him, "I get 10 ruble a day." And so the Maharaj said, "I'll pay you 10 times that amount if every day you'll shake me and say, 'Who are you? And what are you doing here?'" And that is really, those are really the real questions of life. Who are we? And what are we doing here with that which we have? Now, the Moharash didn't make this up. He had a great-grandfather, the Bala Tanya, and the story is even more well-known, so I'm just repeating that which is well-known, but that which is very basic, that the Bala Tanya, we all know of Yutet Kislev, the day that he got out of prison, but he was in prison before he got out, and he was visited by the head of the police to interrogate him, and when the head of the police came in, he had been accused of treason to the Tsar. When the head of the police came in, he saw that this is not a normal person, that this is someone who is tremendously spiritual, and the head of the police asked him, "Can I ask you a question?" So the Bala Tanya said, "You can ask whatever you want." He says, "Well, can you explain to me a verse in the Bible? That in the Bible it says that Vayikra Elokim El HaAdam Vayomer Lo Ayeka, that God called out to man and he said to him, 'Where are you?'" And so the head of the police asked the Bala Tanya, "How in the world did God not know where Adam was? He's God. He's omnipotent. He knows everything. What God can lose in a game of hide and seek. What could this be?" So the Bala Tanya turned to the head of the police and said, "Tell me, do you believe that the Bible is eternal? that the Bible speaks to every generation, that the Bible speaks to every person. And so the head of the police said, yes, this was before communism. Right? This was still under the Tsar. And so the head of the police said, yes, I do believe. So the Baal HaTanya told him that the explanation of the verse is that God calls out to each and every person, and he asks him, where are you, Ayeka? What have you done to my world? That every man has a certain number of days and a certain number of years. He said, for example, 47 years, which is exactly the age of the particular head of the police who came to interrogate him. For example, 47 years. And what have you done in those 47 years? God put you in this world to be kind. God put you in this world to do goodness. What have you done? When was the last time you did a favor for someone? The head of the police was very, very shaken, and he left. And he went to the Tsar, and he said, it's a mistake. This person didn't do anything. And then came Yutet Kislev. But it's the same question. It's the same question. And this question, for those of you who have the page that Rabbi Shabtai Fodor started, the Rav Kook has essays. His essays are not essays in prose. They're essays in poetry. And in the third volume of Orot HaKodesh, he has an essay called Vakashat Ha'ani Ha'atzmi, a search for the real me. And if you look in the sixth line from the top, he points out that man, lo yada lo hashiv tshuva brura al shelat ayeka, that man couldn't answer the question of God, where are you? Where is he? That this is something which is a basic, basic question. And Rav Kook begins his essay, and I'll just to you should be aware of the ideas, with the pasuk from Sefer Yechezkel, Va'ani betoch ha'golah. Now Yechezkel is basically introducing his Ma'aseh Merkava. He's introducing his prophecy of the upper worlds. And Va'ani betoch ha'golah, l'chor, is simply telling us where he had this prophecy, that Yechezkel, Ezekiel, was in Bavel, that he was in Babylonia when he had his prophecy, Va'ani betoch ha'golah, in exile. But Rav Kook understood it, no, Va'ani, my ego, my me, is in Galut. My identity is lost. I'm not where I should be. Ha'ani ha'pnimishom shali. That who I am, I don't know who I am. I've lost a sense of who I am. Shel ha'yachid v'shel ha'tzibur. Anyone who has ever studied Rav Kook knows that as much as Rav Kook speaks to the individual, he speaks to the Jewish nation, whom he views as an individual, as one organic whole. We all share a soul, a neshama klalis. And that which is we see on the level of the individual is multiplied in terms of its chumrah, of its severity, when we deal with our nation and the identity of our nation. We've lost a sense of who we are and what we are doing here. And Rav Kook has a very interesting explanation for why this is. And he finds a common denominator between the chait of Adam HaRishon and the chait of Klal Yisrael at the Ma'aseh Ha'egel, the golden calf, and the chait of the Aretz when it didn't give forth trees that had the taste of fruits, and the chait of the Yareach, of the moon, when it was jealous of the sun. And Rav Kook saw one theme running through all of these original sins, all of these sins that have repeated themselves over and over, that they all relate to a lack of identity, because we tend to define ourselves in terms of other people's values, in terms of external values. The Nachash set the stage for Adam. Adam lost his internal values. He was living within the framework that had been set up by an outside agent, by a serpent. Once upon a time, many, many years ago, this must be going back 40 years, there was an advertisement in National Geographic magazine for Timberland boots. And you saw an individual walking in a forest, and the heading of the advertisement was, find yourself outside of yourself. Find yourself outside of yourself. That's ani betoch hagola. A person has to find himself inside of ourselves. We have a soul. our soul is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we ask, who are we have to be able to represent that which we are from within. Adam HaRishon, he followed the Nachash. Klal Yisrael and Chet HaEgel, they followed all of the isms, all of the other ideologies, rather than their own, rather than that which belonged to them. Chata HaAretz, nature. Here, Rav Kook deals with the world of culture, Hiktisha et Atzmo, that nature could have gone much further. There was a potential in nature that trees would have taste. But they were into their goralot v'karirio, they were into their careers. Namely, that they defined themselves by their careers. My host, Mr. Marcus, knows that I asked him, what are you doing in the community? Not what are you, I don't care what he does for a living. But people define themselves as what they do for a living. But that's not you. That's outside of you. Inside of you is what are you doing for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Inside of you are what are you doing for yourself? What are you doing for Klal Yisrael? That's who are you and what are you doing here? And that's the Areach. That's the moon. That the moon couldn't deal with the fact that there was a sun. Rather than simply view himself as part of a world of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's my role? I have to have someone else's role. Always looking over my shoulder at the other person. And this is the tragedy that we live in. This is Ani B'toch HaGola, that I am missing. I, meaning that each and every one of us has to be able to answer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ayeka, where are we holding? What are we doing with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us? And realize it's not only a personal quest for ourselves, but as Rav Kook ends up, that when a person loses his own identity, Ha'ani Holech Mishtakeach, Kevan She'en Ani, if I don't have my internal identity, Ein Hu, I can't relate to someone outside of me, the Kavachomer She'en Ata, and I'm never going to be able to create an intimate relationship with someone else because I don't know who I am, so how can I know who they are, and how can they know who I am? So this then, I don't know if in Boki you talk about this or not, but this then is an introduction, I think, to the world of Musar. An introduction to a world that a person should take Taryag Mitzvos as a starting point and to use them in order to grow in their relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in which the individual finds that he is flowing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his values are those of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his dreams, his shifot, are those that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for him. He has within him a potential to go far beyond his career, far, far beyond anything which would define him externally. And Amir Sashem, when we all come to our tikkun, which should be very, very soon, then the entire world will come to its tikkun, which we all pray for every day.